Welcome to the Habesha Finance Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you achieve financial independence and overcome your money problems. I'm Matt, bringing you the education and tools to help you get your life back, build wealth, and make a difference. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Matt, and this is episode 22, Break Away from Social Media and Live Your Best Life. You know, I can talk about personal finance and my successes and failures for days. Yet, to be impactful, I believe there has to be some personal, brotherly wisdom that must be shared. I turned 32 a few months ago, and I guess I've always been somewhat in tune with the latest social trends and fashion, from AOL Instant Messenger and MySpace to Facebook and Snapchat. There always seems to be a new craze of social networking platforms to get lost in. Today, I'm going to say let's pump the brakes. There's so much of who we are as humans we are losing to computers and the digital world. I believe that as a society, we've got to break away from social media, and I'll tell you why. The first reason we have to break away from social media is for the simple question, is anyone playing outside? Being a new dad is a great way to be a kid again. Eat what they eat at birthdays, and if you're lucky, you can jump in the bouncy house, right? I might be kidding about the bouncy house thing, but riding bikes, throwing the football, and playing home run derby were all some of the many outdoor activities that I used to do with my friends back then. Granted, I wasn't the best athlete, but I always seemed to have fun. I'm not sure I see this happening as often as I used to. And so I ask, what happened to all the kids playing outside? Now, I see kids circled around with their cell phones playing online games or messaging someone who's literally across the room. Gone are the days where kids ask to play outside and now ask, what's the Wi-Fi and password? As a parent, I'm responsible for my daughter to learn, grow, and have as much fun as a kid as she can. One part of this is playing outside. There is something special about being outside and having fun with nature. There is so much organic beauty in this world, and it would be a shame if people never explored it. So this just isn't for the kids, but this is also for the grown-ups, for all of us, who get consumed looking down at our phones that we don't take time to look up and look around this amazing and beautiful world. The next reason why we've got to break away from social media is to be physically present. Sometimes I fail at this. My wife might actually argue many times, but more recently I have tried to make the effort to be physically present at home. Taking a break from social media can help and can actually be liberating. I enjoy not being consumed by other folks updating where they are every hour, even if it's family. It's funny how we're all spending way too much time on social media and not spending time actually being social. It's kind of a paradox. I don't know what the long-term impacts of social media are, but I can tell you that you miss out on the fun, energetic activities, and fellowship of physically being present. And I would take it a step further to be sure to not be presently absent. What that means is that, yeah, you're physically present, but you're not engaging and talking to your friends or your families. So just be sure to put yourself there. And for those times you meet, maybe put the phones away. Maybe lock the phones in the car while you're playing baseball or you're playing kickball outside. My advice is to commit to meeting up with friends and family members as often as you can, even if this happens once a month or three or four times a year. I'm pretty sure that's more than we're all doing. The next reason that we've got to break away from social media is to do acts of service. I understand how easy it is to get consumed with our own lives and forget that there are people out there who can use our help. I'm convinced if we can do one act of service every month, then our own communities will prosper and more people in our communities will overcome struggles they face every day. But this only happens when we get off the couch, away from the computers, away from the television screens, and go volunteer our time to help others less fortunate than us. Not to mention, there is something rewarding about helping someone else other than yourself do well. The next reason to break away from social media, so that you can learn a new skill. By spending your time on social media, watching others live their lives, you slowly stop living yours. Now, I'm all for being connected to friends and idols around the world, but let's be honest. Checking your phone every 5 minutes to see their status updates is probably not the best thing for you. You need to break away from social media for hours during the day and develop yourself. Learn a new skill, learn a new language, or even a new recipe. The point is for you to be a better version of yourself each day. And watching status updates of celebrities isn't going to help you do that. Sorry to say that, but that's the truth. So to break away from social media, I recommend just taking time off of some of those social media platforms. Spending a year away from Facebook was mentally cleansing for me. I enjoyed being disconnected to the digital world and being connected to that actual real world. Try to take a week break or a month break and build from there. Let your family and friends know what you're planning to do so that they don't get worried. Maybe I'm an old soul, but I'm a firm believer to live your best life, you have to limit the time you spend on social media. Idling on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever else is a waste of your valuable time. And you deserve better, and this world deserves the best you. Try to take breaks where and when you can. I hope you can take this message and remember to enjoy the wonders of this world, be physically present, and serve others, and learn something new when you can. I hope you all have a great and purposeful week.